Southern Florida tends to be populated by many from South America. When a family member gets hospitalized, their cultural norm rallies large numbers of family and extended family members to visit. Kind of like my big fat Greek wedding, where everybody shows up, cousins or third cousins, aunts, uncles, you name it. Medical research reveals the sick one benefits from more visitors. God placed us in our earthly families to include those beyond our nucleus. They composite our village and reveal our cultural background and history. So how do we pray for our extended family? How do we keep them close but still have boundaries? And what do we do with the ones who drive us crazy? We pray and seek the one who loves them all. Will you stop and pray for your extended family today for intentional ways to love and connect with them this holiday season? And to grow from their input, no matter how they dish it out. Father God, we thank you that you put us in a forever family, but you also placed us in an earthly family, one that we can grow from, one that we can learn from, one that we can love and learn to love and learn to be loved, one that we can pray for their salvation, and if they're saved, to learn from their wisdom on how to stay strong as a believer. So we lift up today those that are beyond our nucleus, our extended family, the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, the cousins, the nieces, the nephews, and then the ones further out. We thank you that two are better than one, you say, because they have a good reward for their labor. We recognize that we need them in our lives to an extent. You encourage us to pray for and petition, to have prayers and intercession and thanksgiving to be made for all people, you say in 1 Timothy 2:1. So we lift them up. We pray that we will recognize not only their need, our need for them, but their need for us as well, that together we could learn and grow, that we could learn from their knowledge about our history and culture, help our extended family to learn from one another, and help us to love and forgive those who are like porcupines, to glean from our extended family's strengths and skills and wisdom, to recognize even though we are blood related by earthly realm, we have new DNA in Christ, and we don't have to be troubled by the things that our family members may have done that were inappropriate and very sinful. We do pray and lift up those who are troubled and asking you, God, to comfort them and deliver them from their issues. We pray that we would see them from your view, especially those who are hurting. Help us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. And may we not see drama, but times of joy during the holidays and celebrations, in Jesus' name.